Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We had previously read the hadith of Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by a lady who was crying severely, very greatly wailing and mourning at the loss of her child. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised her, fear Allah ta'ala and make sabr. That is, you lost your child, but going out of the limits, wailing, moaning, and speaking wrong things, don't do that and have sabr. So she replied and she said that, what have you got to do with me? And she did not know who it was that had advised her. And then somebody informed her, then she went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when she came there, she found that there were no bodyguards at the door, no people at the door, and she could get access to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly. And then she excused herself and said, I did not recognize you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then did not rebuke her, but just advised her that sabr is at the start of a problem, otherwise afterwards everyone do get sabr. With regard to that, a few more additional notes. Patience at the onset of a calamity or difficulty rather than later is noteworthy. That is, whenever any difficulty comes, any problem, Allah save us all, but this is what life is about. Everyone faces some problem or the other. And to have sabr at the beginning, to handle it at the beginning, that is what is the most important thing. Otherwise, over time, everyone gets sabr. And then he accommodates, he understands it. And for that, to be able to make sabr, which is when a problem comes, a person has to be prepared. Therefore, Islamic education is also so necessary that a person knows that I have to make sabr. And also the tarbiyat of a person, that a person by nature, he accepts it when that difficulty comes. Afterwards, a person comes to terms, accepts it, that is, happens to even non-believers, even animals accept it afterwards. But to accept it right at the beginning, that is a thing of great praise and merit. Because the stress associated with it subsides over time. Over time, a person comes to terms and lives with it. This too is a mercy of Allah Ta'ala upon man, because if the human mind were created such that it would never forget any calamity, man would have lived a life of perpetual depression and anxiety. Thus, though later a person does get sabr, he accepts it, this is also a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. We all have faced problems in our lives. If every problem did not subside, doesn't go out of our mind, doesn't go to the back of the mind, and all the time it is in front, what will be the condition of a human being? This is also Allah's fazl, that over time it does subside. But really the thing is, when that problem comes, and a person is prepared for it, and he accepts it, it's the will of Allah, and that Allah has meant this for me, and he accepts it. Even psychologically, that person who knows that it is beyond my control, Allah has brought this upon me. Whatever difficulty which a person is beset with, may Allah save us all, but the death of a close and dear one, a accident, robbery, etc., and a person accepts it, then he himself is calm and cool. Then emotionally also he's not distressed. He accepts it. And that is what Allah Ta'ala wants. And Allah's help also comes to such a person. And then more that person accepts it. Then afterwards, of course, everyone does get sabr. And that is also Allah Ta'ala's favor. While encouraging good and forbidding evil is compulsory. This is also compulsory, that when anyone does anything wrong, we must reprimand and correct that person. And this is one thing because of which lot of decay and lot of rot has come in the ummah, that nobody tells anyone anything. Today parents don't tell their children also. If a husband can't tell his wife also, everyone is doing wrong and nobody got the courage to tell the person what is the right thing. Whereas Amar bil Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar is a farz upon every individual. Wherever we see wrong according to our capacity and occasion, it is our duty. And so much so it has come in the hadith that when we don't do Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar, du'as are not accepted. The du'as of the very pious people at such time are not accepted also. And in fact, it comes that when Allah had ordered the destruction and the azab of a certain community, the malaika complained to Allah and said, there is a certain person who did not disobey you to the extent of the wink of an eye. Allah said, start the azab with him. Let's punish him first. Though he was so pious, but the wrong the others were doing, he never ever told anyone. So that is also a very important thing, that as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw this lady doing wrong, and immediately he corrected her, and he told her what to do. So this year also is, there are etiquette, and there is a way to do it. When we command the right, we mustn't make the situation worse. And we mustn't go in, belittle, degrade, disgrace a person. A person who has done wrong doesn't mean that now we will just take him to task and handle him anyway. With respect and honor, he's a mu'min, he's a human. We should keep that in mind and at the same time also advise him accordingly. So while encouraging good and forbidding evil is compulsory, it should be done wisely and appropriately, in such a way that we get good results, not such a way that we push a person further also, that that person starts hating us also, and he starts hating the deen of Allah also. That should not be the way that we do Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar, but how we can wean him over. And this is a job on its own. And for that also, we should think how to go about doing it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not respond angrily when the woman unknowingly rebuked him and when she later apologized. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not take her to task, rebuked her, and many such occasions. The person who urinated in Masjid al-Nabawi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam handled that also so beautifully and so wisely. The person while making namaz, he spoke in namaz. For him also, after namaz, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not tell him that you're a stupid jahil, what are you doing? But very beautifully, politely, he had encouraged him. And all this led to those people become accepting Islam, becoming great da'is of Islam, and told the people that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such a person, I did such a terrible act, but he did not shout me, he did not become angry with me, but he told me in a very nice way. So that is also very important, and for that also a person needs a lot of spiritual training, how to handle situations where the wife has done something wrong, the daughter, the son, don't make the situation worse. Our bad attitude, and we will make it even worse. We should learn how to do it and how to wean them over. He preferred to advise her towards patience in the future. This was due to his humility and compassion towards the ignorant. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's great humility as a Nabi of Allah, the greatest, but the most humble. And even with such people, he showed great, great humility and compassion also towards the creation. That is also what we lack very much. We haven't got compassion for anyone. And it provides a golden example for those who are involved in teaching and inviting people to the truth. A person who is a teacher who starts, students will always do something wrong. How to handle, correct the situation and correct it in the right way. People who give public lectures, people who do Amar bil Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar, We have to learn how to do it also. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, till you don't think yourself as the worst of the people you are addressing, you have no right to address them. To address them with a holier-than-thou attitude. I'm very pious and I'm here to put you people right. That person has got no right to make bayan also. So a person has to first learn himself and correct himself, then he can correct other people. Otherwise, we make situations worse all the time. So there are great lessons in our deen. May Allah make it we learn these lessons, apply them, and let the goodness come which our deen has promised us, and the people of the world will see what great beauty there is.